From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. leaders discuss Russian meddling in the election. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday via social media that he twice strongly pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's meddling in last year's U.S. election. After Mr. Putin vehemently denied the allegations twice, the U.S. president said it's time to move forward. The Russian leader spoke through an interpreter following the meeting.
You have to ask about President Trump's attitude to my answers and not what happened. Nothing was happening. We weren't meddling.
In a string of Twitter comments after returning to Washington from the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany, Mr. Trump said that he and Mr. Putin plan to form a, quote, cybersecurity unit so election hacking and many other negative things will be guarded and safe. As the president tweeted, however, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said in Kyiv that Russian interference in the November election remains an impediment to better relations between the two countries.
In all candidness, we did not expect an answer other than the one we received. And so I think that, you know, that was about the way we expected the conversation to go. I think the point was made that this is an issue that is really has the American people quite concerned. And again, it too stands as an obstacle to our ability to improve the relationship between the United States and Russia, and it needs to be addressed.
Secretary Tillerson spoke alongside President Petro Poroshenko on Sunday after the two met to discuss ways to help end the conflict in eastern Ukraine and support its ongoing reform efforts. During his visit, Tillerson said the U.S. has told Russia it must take the first steps to de-escalate violence in the east. This is VOA News. Tomorrow, Secretary Tillerson travels to Kuwait to try to help broker a deal between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors. Kuwait has tried to mediate a resolution between the small monarchy on the Arabian Peninsula and its neighbors, but has been unsuccessful so far. The Secretary of State has emphasized the need for all parties to exercise restraint to allow for productive diplomatic discussions. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt have imposed trade and diplomatic embargoes on Qatar. Iraq has declared victory over the Islamic State as its army fully retook the city of Mosul. Iraqi officials predicted the defeat of IS several times over the past week as forces confined the militants to a small area of old Mosul along the Tigris. In recent days, however, the pace of troop advancement had slowed. Iraqi forces had been using coalition airstrikes and ground support for the offensive to take back Mosul, by far the largest city seized by the Islamic State in its offensive 3 years ago. Hackers who penetrated the business networks of U.S. energy and nuclear companies in recent weeks were working for the Russian government, according to a report in a prominent newspaper. The Washington Post reported late Saturday that anonymous U.S. government officials confirmed the hackers were working for the Russian government. The officials told the Post the Russians' motive is not clear since the operations of the affected companies were not disrupted. The agency said that at no time was there any risk to public safety? An unusual discovery in Poland. Polish police say a large bomb left over from World War II has been removed safely from the eastern town where it was recently unearthed. About 10,000 people who were evacuated during the removal operation in the town of Bialystok are returning home. Weighing more than 1,000 pounds, the German ST-500 bomb was found Thursday during a road project. Bomb disposal experts loaded it on a special truck Sunday and were transporting it to a test range where they planned to destroy it. Firefighters are battling wildfires across the U.S. West Coast state of California as the state also experiences record-breaking temperatures. The National Weather Service said the heat wave is a result of a strong upper-level high-pressure system centered over the desert southwest. Officials say a massive wildfire in northern Santa Barbara County is only about 10% contained. The high temperatures and the outbreak of the fires follows California's recent recovery from a drought. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.